Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started our new series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom lasts forever. That kingdom citizens are, people who live in the reality that Jesus is the king and the kingdom of heaven. The best way I can describe it is not that, the way we think of it, when we think of a kingdom, we think of a geographical location, maybe a guy that has a crown on his head and he's got an army and he has a kingdom. This is different, that the King of Kings is Jesus himself, and the kingdom of heaven is really one heart at a time, not geographical location, but as the Lord reveals himself to each person and they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, he becomes their king and they become part of the kingdom, or they become a kingdom citizen. The issue, though, is that kingdom citizens live in a very temporary and broken world. We're living for something eternal and yet living in a world that's completely broken and temporary. So in the passage that we're looking at for this whole series is the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew's chapter 5-7, where Jesus really explains a lot of the values of the kingdom. And we started with the Beatitudes, and these are the way that Jesus taught us what it means to be blessed by God, what it means to be truly happy. Here's the passage. It's a scene in the crowds. He went up on the mountain, and he went and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." You know, it's a pretty amazing passage, because what Jesus is trying to explain to us is that this is what it looks like to be happy. The word blessed or blessed is basically means to be happy, to be contentedness, to be satisfied, to be fulfilled. And Jesus is explaining, this is what the kingdom citizen is blessed by. This is how they live out their happiness. And it's just completely counterintuitive. You know, when you think of what it means to be satisfied, typically, you know, we live in a culture that kind of appeals to all of our instant gratification needs. And so that's what we look to fill is, you know, whatever, you know, we think if I just have more of this, if I spend more, if I make more money, if I have a, if my kids have a better opportunity, if I have a nicer this, whatever it is, if we are able to justify our pleasures and passions and vacations, whatever it is that we think we can get is what's going to make us happy. And yet Jesus is describing completely the opposite. He's describing a life of someone who doesn't have to have anything. They seem to be able to handle the griefs of life, the trials of life, the struggles of life. They don't have to win. They seem to not have to win the argument. They don't have to be right. And yet they seem completely satisfied. And really, it comes from an eternal perspective where even when they're persecuted, they realize the Lord's going to bless me in heaven. He's going to reward me. They live for something eternal rather than for something that's here. It's completely counterintuitive, but isn't it true? Isn't it true that the people you find that are most unhappy and most dissatisfied with life don't have enough? No matter what it is, and there are people in other countries who would look at us and think, man, you guys have it made. And we are surrounded in a culture that is the most oppressed and the most in debt. Why? Because we can't fill our lack of satisfaction in our souls with stuff or with things or with marriage or with whatever it is. It doesn't work. And the Lord is saying, look, I designed you. Let me tell you what it really means to be satisfied. And the only way to do it, the only way for that to become true of us, is we have to have the Holy Spirit in us. You have to be a kingdom citizen. When you bow your heart to Christ, he puts his Holy Spirit in you. And so here's the thing. That brings a certain sense of peace in your soul in the first place. But the only way to live that out is to continue to surrender and allow the Holy Spirit to drive your life. And as he has control over your life, the fruit of the Spirit starts to come out. And one of those is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and gentleness. And that brings a satisfaction. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be citizens of your kingdom, with your Holy Spirit guiding us from the inside out. God, give us the satisfaction and the blessing of trusting you and allowing you to guide our lives regardless of the circumstances. Take a second and just submit your heart to Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Till next time, God bless.